Just heard "Pennies from Heaven" by the Dave Brubeck Quartet. That was not Take Five. We've done Take Five maybe five times in the show. That was not Take Five though. That was "Pennies from Heaven." Dave Brubeck, good. Before that, we did Matthew Shipp, "Gamma Ray," off his new album "The Art of the Improviser." And before that, Ricky Ford, "Lady A," off the album "Interpretations." And then we had started from the bottom of the hour with Green Dolphin Street, a version by Red Norvo and a big group from Flying Fish Records. And I knew Green Dolphin Street was a familiar track. Did a little bit of research and realized that it, of course, was the movie, and it was Miles Davis who first made it famous, but there are a number of renditions. It's 6:03 in the studio, and this is the Sound of Music, Spring Jazz, and so naturally, this is the weekly thing. If you're not a regular listener, every week at 6 o'clock, we do a cool fusion track or two, or a full set, and sometimes finish out the show with jazz fusion. We try to get as experimental with the word jazz as we can, and we're going to do just that today. But before, we've actually got a quite a special guest in the studio, and she's going to tell us her thoughts on spring and the weather.
It's awesome. I like spring and shorts and sandals.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. Very good. Okay. Call us up at 540-231-9888 if you have any thoughts on spring or the weather. Or in jazz, or any requests, is typically one of the higher priorities of phone calls. The line's hot, it's extra hot, and we've got some people in here who would love to talk to you. Right now, we're going to kick it off with some good fusion, and we've been doing the prog rock kind of stuff lately on the show. I think we did Soft Machine like 2 weeks ago, and I don't even know what we did last week, but this time we're going straight in with some, what I think really defines the word fusion. It's the real jazz rock. And surely enough, it's some of my favorite musicians putting this together. The group was called Vital Tech Tones, and it's Scott Henderson, Steve Smith, and Victor Wooten. And I think they did some kind of like DVD as well. This is the album called Vital Tech Tones, and this is the fourth track. It's called Everglades, and it's going to blow you away. You're listening to WUVT Blacksburg. We'll be right back.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
You just heard Friday Afternoon in the Universe, the album title track from Modesky Martin and Wood. That was the ultimate accidental mess-up track there. We had a Modesky Martin and Wood request, and while I was playing the song before that, called Elephant Walk by Oz Noy, I was queuing up the, or trying to queue up the Modesky Martin and Wood, and it's one of these risks you take when you play things off your computer, that you will hit the wrong button, and pretty good example of that. Luckily, there was only about 20 seconds left in that Oz Noy track, and that was off the album by Oz Noy, Schizophrenia. Oz Noy is an awesome guitarist. He plays with the best. I spent a good hour tooling around on the internet just yesterday, looking at Oz Noy, reading about him and whatnot. I recently got his 2006 album. It's called What, I think? Something What? Really good stuff. And so that's who that was, the guitar track. Almost with the kind of funk feel, raw, the lo-fi guitar funk kind of thing. Really good. And before that, at the top of the hour, we did a track called Everglades by Scott Henderson, Steve Smith, and Victor Wooten, who came together and did the DVD-CD set Vital Tech Tones. Really good stuff. That whole album is really, it just holds so true to the whole the rock side of the jazz fusion, without any kind of progressive feel or any of the extra things that you get. You know, a lot of times when you do the fusion, you have these bands that were like rock bands that were just goofing around in the early 80s or something, and came up with some fusion. But both those albums, the Oz Noy and the Victor Wooten Vital Tech Tones group, they're so true to the jazz rock, and it's great. We don't play it enough on here, and I'd like to change that. I will. I also, later in the show, I'm going to play some more Modesky Martin and Wood. I didn't like that track. I'm not into the really psychedelic, out there Modesky Martin and Wood. There's nothing wrong with it, but just didn't fit the feel at the time. So we'll get back to that in a little bit. For now, I'm going to play a gem that I just discovered about an hour ago in here. It's a Sonny Fortune album. I've played some Sonny Fortune on the show before, but nothing quite like this. The album's called Serengeti Minstrel, and this is the second track on it, I believe, called The Afro-Americans, and it's pretty good, pretty groovy, it's good. And yeah, we're going to do it. This is The Sound of Music, Spring Jazz, on WUVT, Blacksburg. A request. Here is Roland Kirk, Cabin in the Sky, live in Copenhagen. Thank you. The American Red Cross will be holding many open blood drives in the New River Valley area this month. To learn more, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit www.redcross.org. You just heard a little bit of Roland Kirk, Still Going On Right Now, that was live in Copenhagen, and I played the track Cabin in the Sky. That was a request, and surely enough, Roland Kirk tore it up. I'm not entirely sure what all he was playing on that track right there, but just from this live album, he played tenor, manzello, strick flute, nose flute, and the siren, and we've got a pretty decent Roland Kirk collection here, and multi-instrumentalist is a pretty modest description of the guy. Good request, very good. I'm gonna be looking into that again in the future. Good band too, absolutely. And before that, we had the serious mix-up where we went straight from Oz Noy to a Modesky Martin and Wood track, and the song after all of that was Sonny Fortune, the Afro-Americans. Really good. And it actually had written on it prog jazz. Surely enough, it did have the progressive feel, which we've been playing around with pretty lately during our fusion sets here on The Sound of Music. It's about 6:50. Sean's already come in to make a mess, and we've got time for about two more tracks before this lovely departure spring break show comes to an end. So right now it's going to be Matt Panayiotis, the album Tapestries of Song. We've played a good bit of him before, and I think we've played one of his other groups once before. I'm not 100% on that. Anyway, this is the third track on that album, Why Bail Them Out? And after that, we're probably not going to have a chance to say goodbye, but we're going to make up for that Modesky Martin and Wood mix-up with a good Modesky Martin and Wood track to close the show. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.